Life Down Under, an interview with Libby. As part of a school project, Libby has been interviewed by Amber, a student at Queen Mary's School in England. Listen to what she says about herself and life in the outback.
Hi, Libby. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jip. I hear you loud and clear.
Thanks for agreeing to do this.
No worries. When we have to do a similar project, I'm going to ask you, right?
Of course. Let's start, okay?
Okay. Shoot.
First question. I read that there are many snakes in the outback. Are you afraid of snakes?
Well, yeah, of course I am. But I know what to do when I see a snake, and I know more or less which snakes are poisonous.
So what do you do when you see a snake?
It depends on the type of snake and how close I am to the snake when I see it. If the snake's outside, I just move away from it, very slowly. Most snakes will leave you alone. But if the snake's inside the house, well, that's different, of course. Especially if it's a poisonous one, like a king brown, we have to get it out.
Second question. You said that you don't often go online. Why not? I can't imagine life without my phone.
I go online for schoolwork. All my classes are sort of online. So when I get out of the classroom, I want to do real things. Ride my horse, swim, fish. I think it's boring staring at a tiny screen. Besides, there's always so much work to do on the farm that there's no time to play around with a phone.
Do you even have a phone?
Of course I do. We all have. We go into town about once a month when we have sports days or social days with kids from other farms. That's when I use it, but not here on the farm. No time.
Last question. Have you ever been to the Great Barrier Reef? Done some scuba diving, for example? I saw on the map that your farm is not very far from the coast.
Nah, you've got to be 16 to do scuba diving. But I've done some snorkeling last summer. I took a package deal. That's the best deal. A boat takes you to a barge, which is anchored over a good shelf of coral. The barge is far out in the ocean, about 2 hours by boat. You get all your gear there. It's included in the price, so you don't have to buy your own. Then you dive from the barge and snorkel around there.
What kind of gear do you need for snorkeling?
Flippers, snorkels, wetsuits in the winter, and stinger suits for the rest of the year.
What's a stinger suit?
A stinger suit? Better not snorkel without one. You need it to protect yourself against jellyfish and other stinging creatures. It covers your whole body. Some even have hoodies and gloves.
So what's it like, snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef?
Fantastic. So many fish. And the colours are unbelievable. I can't wait to go again. But I'm worried about the reef.
I know. I read that the northern parts of the reef are dying, right? The coral is turning white there.
That's right. It's because of climate change. Warmer water damages the coral. We have to do something about it, or the whole reef will die.
That would be terrible. Okay, Libby. I think I've got enough material now. Thanks again for talking to me. I'll be in touch, yeah?
No worries. Come and visit. Bye.
Bye.